Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. So, Steve.
Hello and welcome
special
back.
Special guest online, yeah.
Oh, yes. Joining us now is Jennifer Conjol. She's the property manager at Cottage Grove down in Eastham, Massachusetts on beautiful Cape Cod. I used to go down to Cape Cod pretty well every summer from the mid-60s through the late 70s and had the opportunity to go back this past summer and can't wait to go back for the coming season because if there's any place that really captures the essence of the Cape Cod that I remember growing up, it's Cottage Grove. Welcome to Travel World, Jennifer.
Thanks so much.
Now, tell us a bit more about Cottage Grove for somebody who kind of thinks about the cottage experience and has an impression. Cottage Grove is really a retro experience, but everything's sort of updated and modernized, and it's living like the way you'd like to live at home.
It is, and the cottages were built in the late 1920s, early 1930s, so it's really that classic kind of cottage bungalow experience, but they were all redone in 2000, and so we have all modern amenities, air conditioning and heat if needed, and down comforters and pillows, and all eight of my units have kitchenettes, and then I have one that's just an overnight unit that doesn't, but It's really a cozy little spot.
Well, I certainly enjoy just sitting outside. You've got a lot of trees around. You're sheltered from the highway. You're right by the highway, but you don't hear anything going by on the highway. And just you think you're in a totally other world.
Yeah, once you go behind our we have two specially designed fences that kind of keep out the world from our little grove area. It really is like another little world back there, and it's a nice mix of sun and shade. And I get a lot of people who just may not necessarily come to even go to the beach, but just like to sit outside and read in the Adirondack chairs and just enjoy the day.
Oh, it's a beautiful, relaxing atmosphere. And that's what is great about Cape Cod. And my favorite area of Cape Cod is that whole area of Eastham, Orleans, Wellfleet, because it's not so developed, but you've still got the stores, the restaurants, everything nearby, and, of course, the beautiful Cape Cod National Seashore Park.
Right, which is only about 1.2 miles down the road from us.
Yeah, the visitor center has all been redone in the last couple of years. Beautiful exhibit that gives you a great idea about the history and the flora and fauna of Cape Cod. And right, practically almost across the street, a short 5-10 minute walk from Cottage Grove, you can take like the Red Maple Swamp Walk and down by the marshes, and you think you're miles and miles away from anything.
It's true, and it's just so nice that either direction you go, either when you go to the ocean side or you go to the bay side, there's so many public beaches there, and you can enjoy either side, and they're both beautiful. And where I think a lot of areas that are near the water, you can look on a map, see water, and think, I'm going to drive down, see what that looks like. And then you get to that area, and there's a gate, and it says private, but not on the Outer Cape.
No, there's so many beaches right along that whole stretch that a couple of dozen that you could probably go to, one for each day or a couple each day during your visit. Now, you get a lot of repeat customers as well, which is really something to say that people come back year after year, and you get to be friends with them.
We do, and we're pet-friendly, which helps a lot. There's not too many pet-friendly accommodations on the Outer Cape, so it's nice to have your pet come along with you and enjoy a vacation. And we just love seeing all the different kind of breeds come by, and they stop down in my office in the morning for a treat, and it's just been great.
Well, that's part of the fun. I did see a few there. And now, of course, tell us a little bit more about each of the individual cottages that you have. What sets them apart from each other?
Well, I have three one-bedroom units. And then actually, I've had people ask me which is my favorite out of the nine units, and I really can't say I have a favorite because they're all so unique and different. But there's three one-bedroom cottages, two studio units, an overnight unit, one large studio, and then a two-bedroom unit. So my two-bedroom unit is the only one that accommodates a family, So for the most part, the rest of it are great for couples or individuals, and they all have the knotty pine walls and high-end, really nice mattresses, and they all have a kitchenette and a totally redone bathroom. So some of the cottages do have outside showers, and some do have ceiling fans, all have air conditioning. So it's just a very cozy setup.
Oh, really was cozy. I love the sort of the lighting, that sort of traditional lighting, the smell of the pine. It really brought back those memories of staying at my grandfather's house in Northeast Em. So that was really part of the pleasure. It was just like stepping back in time, and I don't think I've slept as well in a long, long time. Particularly at night, you could hear, you keep the window open and you hear the gentle breezes through the trees surrounding the property. And of course, there was a little bit of rain at night, and you'd hear that trickle down on the roof, and I just was drifting away.
I love to hear when people say, oh, this reminds me of my childhood, or because the cottages do have such a history that I do get a lot of that, and people want to come back and visit and see what they're like now.
Yep. That's one of the whole appeals of going to a resort destination like Cape Cod, and I call it a resort because oftentimes in this really hustle-bustle kind of world, we're in high-tech and business travel and all that, it's really nice to kick back and relax. So, you know, the big appeal of going to a place which evokes our childhood, it comes and it evokes a special time when things were simpler and things were easy. You could really relax and truly unwind, and that's why, you know, we like properties, particularly the small family-run properties.
And there are quite a few here on the Outer Cape, and it's just so nice to be able to pick to go bike riding. We have the Cape Cod Rail Trail, which runs from Wellfleet all the way to Dennis, and it's about 22 miles. It's beautifully been redone in most of the towns, and it's very scenic. So families can go bike riding. They can go to the beaches. We have some of the best miniature golf courses. And the restaurants are just fabulous. And then even just over the East Hampton Town Line is the Wellfleet Drive-In, which I don't think there's too many of those left in the country. So that's been a great draw as well.
I think Steve and I caught a movie at that particular drive-in.
Yes, a few years ago we were there. That was, even though we'd always been going to Cape Cod for years and years, I'd never gone to the drive-in. So that was a lot of fun, like stepping back in time. And, of course, as you correctly mentioned, miniature golf. Quite a few courses around there for me to practice on and keep up my reputation as a miniature golf champion.
He's a shark. You got to watch out for him. Bowling, too.
Yes, well, yeah, there's still a bowling alley down there in Orleans on Route 6A, and it's one of those things that you go back year after year, and even after spending a number of years not having been in Cape Cod, there were so many places that I remember. There was still that continuity, businesses that were successful year after year welcoming back visitors, so they're doing something right.
Definitely, and I love to recommend those places and just know that people are going to get top-notch service and food when they go.
Now, how far in advance do people have to book, say they want to get the two-bedroom cottage or the two-bedroom unit, and they want to enjoy, say, a week at your property?
Well, actually, a two-bedroom unit does fill up fairly quickly. We are—I start taking reservations January 1st,
Yeah. And
I do have all of July booked at this point, and into some of August. So,
wow!
So it does book up fairly early.
Yeah, your season runs from May 22nd through October 11th, and one of the time I was there was September, and some people say, oh no, September is quiet and everything will be. That's actually a great time to go. It's off season, beginning of the off season in Cape Cod, but the water at Cape Cod Bay, the water at Great Pond, Freshwater Lake, hey, it was nice and warm, but there weren't piles of people, there weren't tour buses gorging out the people, and there weren't screaming kids. This was the time to go, so it's well worth to plan around and maybe go in the off season if you can.
September is a great time, and right after our Labor Day, our rates go down, and also the beaches stop charging, so it's really a nice time to come.
Yeah, I can certainly recommend September is a great time to come to Cape Cod, and of course, Cottage Grove, you can find them on the internet at www.grovecape.com, toll free at 1-877-521-5522. So So what are some of your plans the coming season? What would you, your highlight, what would you tell somebody they have to do? We have around 30 seconds left. Your top highlight.
To do in Cape Cod?
Yeah, what you would want them to do.
Definitely go to the beaches and swim in our great ponds. But also, I'm a big kayaker, and I have to say, you have to try kayaking down here. It's just so peaceful, and it's a great experience. And there's a lot of guided tours that you can take.
Sounds like a terrific family vacation spot. Steve, the web address and the 800 number again?
www.grovecape.com, 1-877-521-5522. Cottage Grove on Route 6, east of Massachusetts, Cape Cod. Beautiful time to get away from May 22nd to October 11th.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio, by satellite.